I'm Kathy Niven from the Power FM local newsroom with the leading news from around the Hunter Valley. Police are searching for a man who held up a Singleton service station with a double-barreled shotgun early yesterday. The man is described as Caucasian, about 180 centimetres tall, wearing a hooded brown jacket with a white print on the front, dark blue tracksuit pants, black gloves and dark shoes. The robbery occurred around 4:45 a.m. when the man, who is believed to have been a passenger in a blue-silver Holden Commodore, walked into the United Service Station at the intersection of the New England Highway and Golden Highway at Whittingham near Singleton. The station's attendant allegedly saw the man coming and ran into a back room but was unable to close the door in time to lock the robber out. The robber then threatened the man before leaving with a sum of money from the till and escaped in the direction of Singleton. The Singleton Argus reports detectives are keen to talk to another motorist who was filling up at the Bowser at the time the robbery occurred. Anyone with information is urged to contact Singleton Police Detectives on 6578 7499 or Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. Up to four guns have been stolen from a home in Muswellbrook. The firearms were locked in a gun safe. However, the robbery is thought to have occurred between 10:30 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Tuesday. The home on Roxborough Road was broken into through a locked back door. The thieves then broke the padlocks off the gun safe and stole three rifles and a shotgun. Anyone with information should contact Muswellbrook Police. Member for the Hunter, Joel Fitzgibbon, is set to visit the Upper Hunter this morning, opening another of the government's BER projects, this time at St Catherine's Catholic College at Singleton. The official opening will be at 10:30 a.m. Mr Fitzgibbon says the initiative has really helped local schools.
Building the education revolution has just been fantastic for our local schools, given them much needed facilities and technology that they could have only dreamed of receiving prior to the program. Some of these schools have been badly in need of these facilities and technologies for more than a decade and may never have received them without the program run by the government.
I'm Kathy Niven. That's all from the Power FM local newsroom. If you've missed anything, head to our webpage, powerfm.com.au/hunter, and follow the links to the news page.